Hi, I'm Sean Suttner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here with Ralph Hus, MD, Chief Medical Officer of Definiens, a biomedical data and image analysis software company that is active in personalized medicine for oncology, among other applications. Dr. Hus, what are some of the most important aspects of combination drug therapy for providers to focus on as precision medicine moves forward, and what role does analytics play?
I think particularly for combination therapies, it is important to consider the mechanisms of each and every drug and also the problems in terms of potentiating any kind of side effects, even more so than any kind of beneficial effect. And since not each and every company has the appropriate drug combination in-house or is developing, I think one of the challenges is to really bring different companies with maybe different market interests together for the well-being and for the benefit of the patient to test those kind of combinations.
Okay, and what about on the health IT side? You know, companies like yours, imaging and analytics, what role are they going to play in, helping the providers do the best combination drug therapy?
I think the any kind of big data approach and IT approaches, including our own company, is best suited to really bring those different companies or different drug combinations together, either, as I said before, from different companies or within the same company, choosing the right combination, the right dosage, and maybe even the right treatment regimen. So companies like ours, but also others, of course, we are trying to collect all the data and decide at what regimen such drugs can work together and predict the positive or negative value of each drug combination. So I think we are at a pivotal, or we play a pivotal part for those decisions to combine different drugs together in certain diseases.
So I guess the flip side of all this is, what approaches in drug combination therapy should the industry move away from, and why?
I think so far there has not been a lot of attempts to bring combination therapies to the market. I think it's still in the mind of most drug developing companies that they are trying to develop a single blockbuster that will dominate the market and give them substantial revenues for quite a long time, and make it even difficult for any kind of successor to enter this area of treatment and medical therapy. So I think it's quite new to really consider combination therapies even early on, and even bringing it to first-line therapy. And I think that this is something that companies, as well as patients, as well as healthcare practitioners, have to get used to, that this will be also the future. So I don't think there are any kind of positive or negative examples that have been proven beneficial or not beneficial over the past few years.
What effect, if any, has President Obama's Precision Medicine Initiative had in spurring innovation and commercial development of precision medicine technologies and treatments?
Well, I'm not so sure whether I'm the best person suited to talk about President Obama's Precision Medicine Initiative, since I work most of the time here in Europe. But nevertheless, from what I understand, is I think he's bringing together a lot of excellent scientists, headed by Francis Collins, who is really at the forefront of these kind of initiatives. And from my point of view, such activity is long overdue to really incentivize the community to work in this field and not only leave it to companies to do that. There are a lot of activities, what we also see from our point of view, in academia and in healthcare providers to really bring this forward. But we all hope that there will be some, let's say, some pressure on maybe even different pharmaceutical companies to work together, particularly for the sake to bring different drugs together as a successful combination.
So recently, several large precision medicine ventures have been announced by companies like IBM Watson Health and NantHealth. Don't know if you are familiar with them. They have a deal with EHR vendor Allscripts to put its clinical decision support system for precision medicine oncology on the Allscripts platform. So how have these market developments affected the overall prospects for precision medicine, you know, in terms of, you know, opening the market or creating a market?
I'm not so familiar with all the details, but from what I understand is that it's an interesting approach to address these kind of issues from a different angle, not coming from the more biological and medical point of view, but rather from the big data approach. It reminds me a little bit of Google getting into car business because they own all the IT infrastructure. So I think in the end there will be a lot of synergies between those different activities. And we can only hope for that both sides, the side of biology, medical knowledge, and pharmaceutical development, works together with those companies that know a lot about of big data analysis and IT activities.
Okay. So just a couple more questions. What are some of the most promising areas for application of precision or personalized medicine other than oncology?
I think one of the major challenges in the future will be the field of neurodegenerative diseases. I think for the next 20 to 40 years, the number of patients suffering from those diseases will exceed the number of cancer patients by different multitudes. So I believe that precision medicine can play a significant role dealing with these political, financial, and societal challenges. I think it's possible, or I know it's possible, to diagnose an early onset of disease and at that point to really start interfering with disease progression and thinking of Alzheimer's disease, try to prevent the deposition of any kind of proteins that will modulate or accelerate the disease. So besides oncology, I think that the huge and enormous field of neurodegeneration will be the next big thing for precision medicine.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Lastly, how important, how critical is, image analysis for personalized medicine?
We feel that image analysis is certainly at the centerpiece of precision medicine. When you imagine that 99% of all treatments in oncology are only initiated after a pathologist or another diagnostic expert has had a look at images either of an X-ray or a pathology slide to really come up with a diagnosis that justifies the treatment. And the same will be true for the field of neurodegenerative diseases, diagnosing an early onset of disease. So we feel for the big challenges ahead of us, image analysis combined with big data approaches will be crucial for precision medicine, particularly in these big fields.
Okay, thanks. I have one last question, and again, you may be, from your European vantage point, may not be quite as familiar with it, but you guys are doing business in the U.S. So what are the prospects for reimbursement for precision medicine under value-based care?
again, without knowing all the details about Obamacare, the reimbursement for any kind of precision medicine is a challenge everywhere in the world. It's true here in Europe with different legislation, in Germany, in the UK, in France, and other countries, and I assume it will be the same in North America, either US or Canada. So far, the reimbursement for diagnostic tests, particularly when they are kind of expensive and complex, and I'm not only talking about image analysis, but also about genome sequencing, epigenetic analysis, is currently not significantly reimbursed by the payers. And I think to really get precision medicine to work and save cost overall for the entire healthcare community and for the for all patients, and also to let them have benefit out of precision medicine, avoiding side effects and getting better treatment fast, I think there has to be some rethinking about the value of these of diagnostic tests and companion diagnostics. But this is true not only in the U.S., but also in other areas of the world.
All right. That was a stimulating discussion, Dr. Hoos. Thanks so much for being with us at Search Health IT.